From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The winter storm is affecting everything in the Hudson Valley December 2nd. More than a foot of snow and 2 feet in some places is expected. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo ordered all non-essential state government employees in the Capital Region to take the day off, including employees in state offices in Albany, Columbia, Greene, Rensselaer, Ulster, and Schoharie counties. All area public schools and many other businesses and institutions are closed, and another foot of snow may fall in the area. Most flights have been canceled at the Albany Airport. An advised speed limit of 45 miles an hour has been set for most interstate highways, including I-87, from exit 24 to exit 15. State police responded to over 550 storm-related accidents and helped 252 disabled vehicles on December 1st. The New York State Police tweeted, and I quote, "If you don't have to travel, please take this advice and stay home," end quote. John Cropley reports in the Daily Gazette that State Senator George Amador announced November 29th that he will not seek re-election in the 46th District. The Rotterdam-based Republican won the seat in the past three elections after losing in 2012 and serving three terms in the state assembly before that. Republicans, after the 2010 census, drew lines for the 46th district to win the seat, but lost in 2012 as more Democrats turned out to vote for Barack Obama for president that year. Now Amador is faced with another presidential election year with a Democrat likely winning, and he has bowed out. Three Democrats have already announced campaigns for the seat: Jeff Collins of Woodstock, Michelle Henchy of Socrates, and Jeff Stark of Amsterdam. Another Democrat, Assemblyperson Angelo Santababara of Rotterdam, said November 29th that he might also run for the seat. Schenectady County Republican Committee Chairperson Chris Kotzel said Amador gave county-level GOP chairs a little advance notice of his decision, but they do not have another candidate at this point. Kotzel said, and I quote, "We talked a few names, but at this juncture, we don't have anybody we're ready to settle on," end quote. The 46th Senate District includes Socrates and Greene and Schoharie counties. And you can read more about this story in the Daily Gazette. Dennis Slattery reports in the New York Daily News that the 9-member Public Campaign Financing Commission released new campaign finance laws December 1st that take effect next year unless the legislature holds a special session and votes them down. Or, since the new election rules don't go into effect really until November 2020 election, the legislature could repeal them or rewrite the rules in the next legislative session. Or, if any part of these rules are thrown out in court, the whole thing is tossed, as the commissioners voted to link everything together. The new rules include a cap on contributions for statewide races at $18,000, down from the current $70,000. Contributions for assembly races will be capped at $5,000, and state senate races at $10,000 under the new rules. And parties will need a minimum of 130,000 votes every 2 years to remain on the ballot, probably eliminating the Working Families Party and several other ballot lines. There is also a new campaign financing plan in the report, with in-district donations of $250 or less matched. For statewide races, the match ratio is 6-1. For legislative races, the first $50 will be matched at a 12-1 ratio, the next 100 at 9-1, and the final 50 at 8-1. New York Senate Minority Leader John Flanagan denounced the new laws, and I quote, "This commission, which all Senate Democrats voted for and every Senate Republican voted against, allowed unelected appointees to make new law through backroom deals. Taking money out of the campaign finance system was nothing more than a ruse, since Democrats kept high contribution limits in place," end quote. Read more about this story in the New York Daily News. The Supreme Court of the state of New York, Greene County, ruled November 21st that the residents of Palinville can no longer access or restore the swinging bridge. The footbridge has crossed Catterskill Creek between Route 23A and Malden Avenue in Palinville for at least 125 years and was destroyed in the storms associated with Hurricane Irene in 2011. Special referee David J. Wukich's legal decision is a walk through Palenville history from the 1870s until this decade. The landowner on the north side of the bridge has refused access to the site, claiming that no legal, and I quote, right-of-way, end quote, exists across his lands. Josie Edwards, who is 100 years old, testified that she and her family repeatedly crossed the bridge in the 1920s and 1930s without asking permission because, and I quote, we all thought it was our road, end quote. Palenville activists have not announced what they will do next. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.